When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Great one, Sean. 38 special. I would never think that that would be in your repertoire.
I actually love 38 special, but that was actually a request from a listener. She listens every day. Her name's Kathleen. DM'd me on Instagram.
What?
Yep. She seems like a very nice lady.
Slid into the DMs.
Not like that.
You seem to know a lot about her. Everyday listener, her name.
Yeah, she sent it in the message. She says, right, I listen every day on the Odyssey app.
I see. Is that why your phone is turned upside down when you're around Lauren?
Nope. Oh. My phone's never turned upside down. She has the passcode to my phone.
Yo Gotti said it the best.
That is simp special right there.
What do you mean? I have nothing to hide, Greg. Well, okay, it's not being a simp. It's being completely open.
She doesn't need the passcode to your phone.
If I'm driving and I need her to text somebody.
I do not.
Really?
Wow. No, she doesn't need it. Like, trust is what exists.
It's not that it's not a trust thing. It's just more of a...
It's a simp thing.
No, it's where
I have nothing to hide.
Right.
What
if you drop dead and she needs to call people from your phone? Her phone's not with you.
I hope she would call 911.
With her phone, but she can't get into the phone.
Courtney, of all the things that you could say, like dropping dead, what does Greg care? He's dead.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, like a heart attack. You're not dead yet.
No. It's more like, hey, Greg's in the bathroom. Oh, I need your phone. I got to call such and such real quick. It's on the counter.
I would tell her the thing.
There's no way Greg's using the bathroom and the phone's not in his hand.
I just don't immediately go, here's the code to my phone in case you need it. Like, it's just
neither
not,
do I. I was driving. I needed her to text somebody. Right. So I said, here, that's my code. Punch it in. And it's not a hard code
Did
to remember.
Did she see all the rando DMs that you have in there, apparently, from chicks who listen to the radio show?
Yeah, I have a lot. I have chicks and dudes, Greg. I have people of all kinds.
Really?
DMing me on the reg.
Really? I love it, Sean.
Pause.
All right.
Nope, no pause necessary.
It goes down in the DM.
Are we getting to the pause that was heard around New England yesterday during they said it?
Yeah, we will definitely get to hear that today.
What's your Instagram, Shime? Give everybody a heads up so they
Shime
can follow
Time 12.
You. A lot of disappointment that you weren't there last night.
I know. I had some family stuff come up that I had to take care of. Otherwise, I would have loved to have been there.
Yeah. But the listeners were like, wait a minute. Shime's not here. He lives so close. But we'll get you out. Mm-hmm. Snow shows coming up, road shows, et cetera. All right. There are leads left, and then we're going to get to They Said It at 7:20. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Kendrick Perkins has been a guy who's been critical of Jason Tatum in the past. But after Tatum's explosive performance in the Celtics win over the Cavs on Tuesday, he's now apologizing to the guy and kind of echoing what Wiggy and Mego were saying yesterday.
Jason Tatum, I apologize because we should mention your name more often when it comes down to the three letters of MVP, okay? We talk about everybody else, but we don't talk about this man who constantly, night in and night out, is flirting with 30-point triple-doubles, okay? And I think we take away from him for the simple fact of the talent that's around him. But the way that he's been taking over games, we know that he's a walking bucket. We know that he improved his three-point shooting, his form or whatever, which helped his three-point shooting. But on top of that, it's the rebounding for me.
Yeah.
Right? It's the double-figure rebound that he's getting a game, but he's not averaging, but every night he's going out there.
You know, Tatum has always been a good rebounder in big games. It's one of the things that does get overlooked in his resume.
dude trying to get his invite back to get his feet on the parquet.
You could look at it that way, or you could look at the fact that it is Jason Tatum's year. This is a guy who's been, the MVP chants have been going on for years now, but he's continued to improve every single season. And I don't know what it is about this Celtics team that hits a nerve for the national media, because whether it's winning a championship and people immediately pointing to the fact that they took on teams that were banged up and hurt, or the fact that Jason Tatum is only great because of the talent around him, it doesn't make sense to me, but this is Jason Tatum's year.
Courtney, great lead.
Thank you.
Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So this is interesting to me. When you start to look at WNBA and what it potentially could be doing, there's a few things that I look at and I say, man, you might be missing out on capitalizing. I obviously think that this season should be starting up right now. Women's college basketball started up. Men's college basketball, we're kind of into it with the with the NBA. You'd be right in the mix with everybody else. But we know this season doesn't start until like May or June or something along those lines. I think it's June. You look at, there's a group out in Cleveland trying to bring a WNBA team out there. We've heard reports Jason Tatum wants to try to get a WNBA team to St. Louis. I tell you, what's going on with the WNBA right now, they really have to say, let's capitalize off of some of this momentum that we have and maybe think about changing our season. The other thing that I think is going to be another uphill battle, and I hate that she's going to have to go through it, is Caitlin Clark. The unrivaled basketball, 3-on-3 women's basketball league starts January 17th. It's an 8-week season, and what you're going to have is you're going to have a lot of the good players that are in the WNBA going to be playing in it, so they're going to use that to capitalize. But Caitlin Clark has said she does not want to play in it. So these women are already jealous of her. And so, you know, she's already putting a bigger target on her back. I think it would have been smart if she played in it because it helps the league. And even though she's got to deal with all the nonsense, she has to realize, okay, I'll take your slings and arrows, but I'm going to...
So you think she's making a mistake by not participating?
Well, she might not be making a mistake personally, but she's going to have to deal with all the nonsense of the backlash, because people are going to tune into the Unrivaled League because it's a lot of good female WNBA players in it. Angel Reese, Kelsey Plum. So it would be something that's going to be entertaining come January, and it's only 8 weeks.
Okay. All right, Wiggy. Thank you very much.
You got it.
Don Sweeney spoke yesterday, press conference after the firing of Jim Montgomery. Shime addressed that in his lead. That was not the most important part of the day yesterday for me, though. What was more important was what the players that are in that dressing room said. And in particular, what David Pastrnak said. Shime, I have that audio in there, by the way. And, you know, Wiggy has boldly suggested that it might be time to trade David Pastrnak. After both press conferences yesterday, Don Sweeney's and Joe Sacco's, the new head coach, here is what David Pastrnak said.
Well, very simple. How I said, the compete and the battleness and the pride to wear this Bruin jersey has to go higher. It's been there forever. You know, we have to take pride in the jersey, and, you know, it starts with compete and details, and then the bigger things will follow up.
So, it seems like from the outside, at least what they're saying, that those guys understand that they're with the spoke to be comes an obligation, and that is to give it your all, and that they have not been doing that, apparently. I don't know why they haven't been doing that. I think we're going to hear from Charlie McAvoy and from Brad Marchand. Curtis, you alluded earlier to Brad Marchand, what he said afterwards. We're going to hear some of that during They Said It Part 1 and Part 2. But
where was this when the coach was here?
Great question.
They didn't like the coach.
But they all take it personally that he was fired. That you make that make sense.
Right. And so I ask you about David Pastrnak. Is he just saying what he thinks we want to hear?
This crew's just a bunch of losers. Like, it's never their fault. The second the attention goes to their play that cost the coach their job, they act like they're these good dudes saying, you know, I just wish him the best. I just wish we did more for him. Well, the last 2 weeks, he has been on the stake. everybody's known that his job is on the line. Even your least hockey insider, Chris Curtis, has been sitting here saying it was going to happen. You could have played better. You could have publicly supported him. You were silent and your play sucked. You were tacit in his dismissal. And now you're acting like you're, oh my God. You know, just shut up. Honestly, like, play well or own it. Like, he wasn't a good coach. It didn't work. It's okay. He's going to get another job. I wish him the best.
Mm. And I know, I love when athletes, especially, I guess it's like a double-edged sword for being in Boston and our city, like, where the great history and fan base and everything like that Boston sports teams have, they all the players revert to, well, we got to take pride in that B that's across our chest, you know? I mean, the
but ones, they haven't. Curtis is right.
Right,
they haven't taken that pride in it. They basically mailed the season in so far. Don Sweeney said they mailed in. They mailed in training camp. Like they,
the last two seasons, they won one playoff game and got two people fired. One playoff series and got two people fired. Right.
Yeah. Yep.
They eliminated in the first round in Monty's first year. They got eliminated in the second round last year. They're on their third coach.
And I, like I said, I don't know. I, as a former athlete, that's what you say to get the fans on your side. But no one buys into the B on the logo on the front of the jersey. Everybody's like, well, you know what? We don't like this coach. Guess what? We're not going to play for him. No matter what the logo is on the front of the jersey. You know, it looks like they're taking pride in every time they step on the ice. The Florida Panthers. Yeah. They're not an original six team. They're not like they don't have this story franchise history. But guys, players will always use it to be like, this is how we get the fans on our side so they don't criticize us. No. We're gonna take pride in it now.
All right. Well, we'll get to what Brad Marchand said coming up during They Said It. Also what Mike McDaniel said about our savior D May. And other things coming up right now, Courtney, and what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. A big congratulations to Chris Sale, who won the National League Cy Young Award last night. The 35-year-old is the first Braves player to win the award since 1998.
What a crazy career for Chris Sale.
Yeah.
I mean, dominant with the White Sox, then he cuts up his jersey, comes here, wins a World Series, then falls off a bike, and boom, he wins a Cy Young in Atlanta.
And the Red Sox are entitled to half of this Cy Young,
correct? That's correct. Good. They get it on the weekends.
What the hell was this?
They're paying him. They paid him $17 million this past season, correct?
That's correct.
All right, okay.
Talk about somebody who didn't want to be here.
Yeah.
Tells me he was sandbagging it when he was here.
I think he fell off a bike.
No,
hard.
Falling off a bike, stop it. And then he hasn't been able to throw a baseball forever, but as soon as he gets to Atlanta,
yeah,
no issues.
Wiggy is so right. There should be a study on the David Price, Chris Sale treatment versus performance. One guy was the biggest absolute a-hole in Boston history, and the other we all liked, even though they were both the same.
The Bruins have a game tonight. They have Utah at the TD Garden. Puck drop is at 7, and Thursday Night Football has the Steelers at the Browns. Kickoff at 8:15. You can listen to that right here on EEI. And it's here. The prime rib dinner is back at the Nines. 16 ounces of slow-roasted USDA choice prime ribs served with your choice of two sides. Available every Friday and Saturday after 4 p.m. and all day on Sunday. You gotta love the Nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
My phone keeps going to Jupiter. I feel bad. It's going to be 80 on Thanksgiving. Sorry. Oh. 47 in Boston. Rain. Afternoon high 45.